The Johannesburg suburb of Yeovil is one of the most diverse in South Africa, where people of all races, many nationalities, well-off and poor, live side by side. A former whites-only suburb, Yeovil has high levels of community activism and strong community organizations. Its people are eager participants in democratic processes, such as elections. Papa, a 30-something voter who has lived in Yeovil for 10 years, tells VOA he is pleased new political parties are emerging because, he says, it is the diversity of opinion and choice that makes democracies work.
I think you need voices of so many people in this country and that there should be balance. And, you know, when people express themselves, you know, and express their views, and those views should be respected. And a democracy requires that, isn't it? It requires that, you know, you should listen to everyone and that people should speak freely.
Papa believes that much has improved for South Africans in the past 15 years, but he adds much more work is needed, especially in the area of education.
I think strong emphasis should be made on education. I think education is key, because if you educate, you know, young people, you liberate them, because it means that, you know, they will be able to do things for themselves and dependency will become lesser and lesser.
Momshila came to live in Yeovil as soon as it was legal for black South Africans to purchase property anywhere they wished. She says the cost of services are high and residents get little in return.
Us as people who are owning houses, it's even worse. The rates and taxes, the water, electricity are really, really killing us. And I'm not talking about crime. Crime it's a disaster.
Yeovil is one of the few communities in South Africa where crime levels are slowly decreasing, but the weekly crime report to the community from the Yeovil police station still includes murder, break-ins, carjacking and rape. Voter Priscilla says the new government must focus on significantly reducing crime, especially with the FIFA 2010 World Cup coming to South Africa.
Like, you know, they must take care of crime, which is the first thing to take care of, especially when we come into 2010 next year. We're looking forward to see people being safe walking the street at night or anytime they want to, anywhere too.
As in most places across the country, voting in Yeovil was smooth and problem-free, and the wait of about 90 minutes afforded residents an opportunity to chat and complain about the first cold snap of autumn. There were a handful of problems, including some pre-marked ballot papers at one voting station in KwaZulu-Natal and a small number of stations that did not get voting materials on time. Provisional results are expected to start coming in early Thursday, with possible trends emerging by late in the day. Official results will not be released before Saturday. Delia Robertson, VOA News, Johannesburg.